joined by Roland Giff then, Fine Young Cannibals. This is quite a close home venue for you. Ish.
Well, England, I suppose, isn't a very big country.
So very true.
By Australian terms, very close.
Yes.
But I actually live in London. So, but it was only a 3-hour run up here. So
that's not too bad.
Some people say it could take 6, but it was easy.
You've probably had it easy with the motorways compared to some of our other guests this afternoon. Yeah. Obviously, we spent a long time then being told we've got to stay at home, we're being locked down, and we can't travel. For somebody who's obviously travelled around the world and seen many sights, what's lockdown been like for you? What have you got up to?
A lot of gardening.
Bored of that.
Mainly gardening and drinking.
Drinking, yeah. Any decorating? A lot of us have decorated.
No, just when I'm not gardening, I'm drinking.
And what have we got now? We got some herbal tea.
It's some herbal tea with a little bit of, when I say herbal, you know I mean cannabis.
Yeah. Proper stuff.
Yeah. For medicinal reasons though, so it's all right.
Now, you know, when you walked out onto stage, this is probably the first time you've been on stage, I imagine, in a long while. Seeing the crowd, obviously, that we've got. What was it like, the emotions of walking out and seeing the crowd?
All right.
Enjoyed it?
It was all right.
All right.
To be honest, I did a couple of shows last month.
Right.
So it wasn't, no, it was great actually, coming along and sort of seeing all the tents and the...
Yeah.
Caravans and that, it was great to see everybody doing it in the rain.
Yeah,
you know, being enthusiastic and so yeah.
Because a lot of people have said that the weather can easily dampen the atmosphere when it's a bit wet. And you know, when you're stood covered up on the stage and seeing everybody wet, does part of you think, I'm glad I'm stood where I'm stood?
Yeah, but I did show solidarity by dousing myself in water. Yeah.
It's always great. Always great. And I've got to ask you, obviously, you've had a fantastic career. A Good Thing is obviously one of the iconic songs. But for me, what I wanted to ask you was, you know, with regards to the industry and how it's changed, how have you seen the industry change? What do you make of it now?
Well, I think in the old days, what you had was, when the Cannibals, for instance, started out, there were very few... there weren't that many radio stations, so and everybody knew what was number one in the charts. Everybody knew what was number one. There weren't that many TV shows that had music on. So people all over were very aware of what was current.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of one of the things that sort of I noticed that changed was when more radio stations came along, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
It was good that that happened. But you lost that kind of thing where everybody was watching or listening to something all at the same time.
Yeah.
So that was kind of one of the things. It sort of got, you know, somewhat fragmented.
Right.
So I think that this is one of the reasons that this era continues, is because it was probably the last era where people were collectively experiencing something en masse.
Right.
After that, it was a bit more fragmented.
So, you know, when you look at artists of today, the new bunch, so to speak, who do you like listening to from the current crop?
I don't know.
You can say none.
No, it's not that. But it's partly that kind of thing. You know, I might, if my kids might mention somebody, but I haven't got the kind of recall that I would have had when I was younger, and part of it might be age, in that you kind of don't identify with pop like you might have done as, you know, I mean, you know, when I was first started going out and first buying records, it was just like it was a live or die thing. It's not that
we
so
used to
much.
I can remember being a kid going to a new album would come out and you'd rush to
yeah.
That's what you did, but you kind of don't need to now, do you?
You don't, because it's kind of, it's easily available. So it's like I couldn't tell you what was number one now.
Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, I believe.
Yeah, well.
Ed Sheeran's new one.
Okay.
I'm sure it is. I really should know in my position that is number one.
I'm trying to think who I've kind of come across that, but honestly can't say.
So do you know what, like, in through the 80s then and the early 90s, and obviously when it was more Yorio that you were around all the time, who were the people around that you also admired and thought, I'd love to work with these guys?
I can tell you, like, when I first started going to gigs, like, the first, it's a bit like your first love, you know, your first band, and that was The Clash.
Right,
that was my, you know, that was, I used to go and see them all over the place.
Wow.
And you'd kind of, you know, you'd see people that you'd seen in Sheffield, you'd see them in Newcastle, or you'd see them down at the Lyceum in London, or the Roundhouse, or so, but that's kind of, you know, I was probably 17 then. And then I was really into the Specials as well, because I first saw the Specials when they were supporting the Clash. And then it wasn't long after that I started playing in groups myself. So it is a bit like your first love. It's kind of, it's never going to be the same.
But you always remember it, don't you?
But yours. Or I could say it's a bit like having sex for the first time. Well, you probably remember your first and your second, but maybe not the third.
And sometimes it's not great. So obviously you've done today a fantastic event, and obviously we're overwhelmed and loving the fact that you're here.
Yeah.
What's next for you? What are your plans for the rest of the year?
Well, a year ago I had a play that I'd written called Return to Vegas, and that was on Radio 4. And then I've done, and that had music in it. That had a lot of music in it. Couple of the songs that I played today, really. And then I've done a monologue for them, and then I've got this, I've got this story actually about when me and a couple of mates were hitching around following the Clash, and that's just been accepted.
Wow.
So I'm going to be working on that this year.
Because you've done some acting as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's the difference then? I know we're at a music setup today, but what do you enjoy the most?
I think I don't do a lot of acting because I don't really like the actor's life. You know, the life of a jobbing actor, you kind of turn up, do your thing and go. Whereas I think I like writing because you're kind of working, you're building it from nothing, which is a bit like what you do in a group. You know, you create your songs yourself and then you take them out.
And that's, I suppose, kind of, you grow them and develop them, don't you, as you go along.
And that's... You know, when I'm doing drama, I sort of like to do that. That's what I find most rewarding, is to start something and then see it through.
Awesome.